T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, this evening from 7 until 10, and then again from midnight until 2, we will have live coverage, live reports of the meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Again, from 7 till 10 this evening, and then again from midnight till 2 as they meet in Singapore. Karen Travers from ABC News is in Singapore. She's covering this for us. Karen, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Tell me on.
Yeah, tell me what exactly we expect to happen.
Well, the president will meet with Kim Jong-un one-on-one first, and that's really notable. Usually meetings like this, there's a couple other senior aides there, but the White House says the president wanted it to be just the two of them, plus their translators, of course. That's scheduled to be about 45 minutes. Then they'll let in senior officials from both delegations for a longer meeting. There'll be a working lunch, and that's it, according to the White House schedule. President Trump will take questions from reporters around 4 a.m. Eastern time here from Singapore, and then he'll depart for Washington. So this is a one-day summit. I mean, there had been some speculation that perhaps it could be extended. The president, even a couple of days ago, says, oh, maybe we'll need 1, 2, or 3 days. But it's going to be very tightly contained, all wrapping up overnight Eastern time.
Now, President Trump and I believe Secretary Pompeo have both said, hey, things are really proceeding at a pretty good clip, and that's why the president doesn't need to spend more than a couple of hours with him.
And it's also really because, as we have heard from the White House in recent days, the emphasis that this is step one in what could be a long process. You have President Trump, who had set very high expectations for this meeting, and then tempering those expectations a little bit. I mean, they're not signing a denuclearization plan in the next 5 hours. This is really a very intense get-to-know-you session. And the White House will say that, yes, there are meetings that have been taking place over the last couple of weeks, including 2 big sit-downs yesterday between U.S. officials and North Korean officials. But ultimately, President Trump wants to play a key role in these negotiations. So he doesn't come in at the end and sign something. He doesn't come in at the end and, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's. They want him to be a part of this process, which means if he is going to be a part of the process, that process doesn't wrap up on Tuesday here in Singapore.
Absolutely. Karen Travers is joining us from ABC News. And I remind you that this evening from 7 until 10 and then again from midnight till 2 on News Radio WRVA, we'll have this live coverage from Singapore. Now, this is momentous, Karen, because it is the first time that a sitting U.S. president has met with a leader of North Korea, correct?
That is correct. And the president will say, you know, he is doing something no other American president has done. And he's really hyping that aspect of this visit and this meeting. But critics will say there's a reason why no other U.S. sitting president has done this before. And that's because, first, North Korea has reneged on their promises, backed out of agreements, and have shown an unwillingness to follow through on pledges of giving up its nuclear weapons or at least scaling back its program. And there are also concerns, of course, about giving someone like Kim Jong-un, where there are so many allegations of human rights issues, starving his own people, planning and carrying out murders of people in his own family, the concerns about giving a photo op to somebody like that.
Right.
Kim Jong-un has used his nuclear weapons arsenal for great leverage on the world stage, and they have been angling for this meeting with the U.S. president for some time. Today in Singapore, they'll get it.
All right, Karen, finally, speaking of photo ops, is Dennis Rodman really in Singapore for this summit?
You know, I'd seen the reports, and I believe he had said he was, but the White House says he's not part of their delegation. He's not part of any of their planning, and they aren't bringing him to any meeting.
Okay. I just wanted to double check because you can never tell. All right, Karen, thank you so much. Great reporting there. That's Karen Travers from ABC News. She is in Singapore. And this evening, starting at 7 o'clock on News Radio WRVA, we will have our live coverage. Now, again, it's sort of split up here. Remember, it's from 7 till 10 in the evening, and then again from midnight until 2 in the morning. They are far ahead in terms of time in Singapore. But it's going to be a one-on-one meeting to start. 45 minutes, an hour. It'll be President Trump and Kim Jong-un and their translators, and that'll be it. And then they'll bring in the staff people and finish it up. It's just going to be a one-day sort of a thing. Now, I'm hoping that you will be here to listen to that. I will be listening to part of it. I don't want to lie to you. I'll be listening to part of it. But not to worry. I have a feeling John Reed, who's with us in the morning, will be listening to the other part of it. See, I am thinking I can listen from 7 till 10. I'm hoping that John will be asleep between 7 and 10. But he can listen to the second part. He'll be up. He can listen to the midnight to 2 a.m. stuff. And then first thing tomorrow morning, you'll be joining him, I hope, 5:30 in the morning. Get the very latest on it. And then you and I will discuss it tomorrow afternoon. Now, Karen raises, I think, some pretty good questions about giving legitimacy to Kim Jong-un. I look at this, and I am troubled by that. I got to just tell you flat out, I am troubled about giving any sort of dictator, any sort of despot, this sort of credibility. That concerns me. That being said, so far, President Trump has been able to extract from North Korea all sorts of concessions, right? They've already returned a number of Americans. We haven't given them anything. Already, North Korea said, you know what? We will give up our nuclear program. We haven't given them anything. Already, North Korea says, hey, let's meet with the leaders of South Korea. Let's field a joint Olympic team. Let's do away with this North Korea solo time zone. I mean, there's been a lot of progress, and the United States has not given anything, not a nickel, unlike Barack Obama's wholesale sellout to the lunatics in Iran, right? Remember, Barack Obama ordered a plane stuffed with American bills, currency, billions of dollars, ordered that sent to Iran as a payoff. He opened up the opportunity for Iran, in violation of the law, to get money out of the United States. Barack Obama sold us out hook, line, and sinker. And so, again, you have to wonder, who's rooting for whom? Which side are you on? I think President Trump makes very clear it is about making America great. And again, I think that this has a lot to do. It sort of ties in with this whole G7 thing. Take a look at some of the photos. Again, I've got the photos posted. If you go to a Facebook, look for Radio Cats, R-A-D-I-O-K-A-T-Z. I've got a couple of photos posted from the G7 where you can see Trump and Justin Trudeau as an example. Justin Trudeau is a lightweight's lightweight. He really is the president of the Canadian chapter of the Lucky Sperm Club. He's like two of the dopiest people you'd ever want to meet. But he's all about political correctness. He's all about agendas. And President Trump, you can just tell in the photos, has no interest in dealing with him, right? The president has clearly no concern for this child, this man-child, Justin Trudeau. And I have a feeling that the president is going to treat Kim Jong-un behind closed doors politely, but he's going to remind Kim Jong-un that he is the leader of the free world. And for the first time since George W. Bush was president, the free world actually understands that there's a strong man in the Oval Office. And I think this Kim Jong-un gets that. I do. I think he gets that President Trump is the real deal. That he's the real deal. And there you go. All right. So, again, that is this evening from 7 until 10, and then again from midnight until 2. We will have coverage of that, and I would urge you, please, to take a listen to it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.